So when I started thinking about the parable this week, I was reading around various different books as well, and one of the books I picked up was a book by Tom Gordon. And in it he records this little scene. "What's a weed, Grandpa?" the little one asked. There was weeding to be done, and Grandpa needed an apprentice weeder. And the enthusiastic helper wanted to get it right and please her Grandpa. "What's a weed, Grandpa?" the little one said. "Well, a weed's a plant that's growing in the wrong place, at the wrong time, for the wrong purpose," Grandpa replied. And the apprentice weeder was none the wiser. That wee scene in the book was something that really rang a bell with me. It seemed so familiar. I can remember as a wee girl going out into the garden with my parents, and they were really keen gardeners, loved gardening. And I was handed a fork and was given a chance to help with weeding. Yeah, I could see you smiling. It could go any direction, couldn't it? So I really hadn't a clue what were the weeds and what were the flowers. And the things that I liked, you know, my uninformed eyes actually thought that a dandelion was quite a nice thing. And yellow poppies, yes, they're beautiful. You know, what child can resist blowing a dandelion clock? You can imagine the kind of row I got. I did learn eventually. Fast forward quite a number of years, and as an adult, I found myself back in that place again of, oh no, what are the weeds, what are the flowers in this garden? We'd just moved into our house, and actually, when we moved in, we knew fine well that we had a lot of work to do in the garden. The back garden was so full of weeds and overgrown that you couldn't open the back gate to go in and see what kind of garden was in there. It was a bit of a secret garden. So we decided we better make a start. Now, I could, by that stage, yes, I could work out what the dandelions were, and I knew what bindweed was, and I could remove those things. And I was good with brambles as well, get my gloves on and get rid of those. So we went with a squad of us, got most of those things out of the garden. But, you know, there's a point at which you're faced with this idea that the only thing you can do is let everything else in the garden grow together so you can actually start to work out what is what, know which plant is which. And it's at that point that you can see some plants that would be perfectly nice in the right place, like euphorbia or astromeria, have used that chance that they've had with nobody looking after the garden to go completely riot through the borders. And some of them need to come out to let other things have a space to grow. There's a bit of this idea in the parable. So when we come to this parable, these kingdom parables that we've been reading, Jesus is trying.